JSE-listed construction and iron ore player Afrimat released their half-year results. For the 6 months ended August 2020, the company reported revenue of 1.6 billion rand. That's 9.4% down on the year prior. Headline earnings per share rose by 1.1% to 183.9 cents. Despite the dip in revenue, operating profit came in at 353.1 million rand. That's up 11% on the year before. Shareholders are set to get an interim dividend of 36 cents a share. Well, to tell us about their operations and the extent to which the pandemic impacted on their performance, I'm joined on the line by Peter de Wit. He's the CFO at Afrimat. Thanks very much, Peter, for joining us. Now, you've got three key divisions, and it looks like your decision to get into the bulk commodity area of iron ore some years back continues to be one of the best decisions that you made. And we see that in that particular area, you managed to deliver operating profit up 135% on the year prior, coming in at 325.8 million rand. Just tell us about the performance there.
Yes, we were fortunate that that business during the lockdown period, that business was able to start quite quickly when we entered level 5 restrictions. It was, I think, just over a week that we couldn't produce, and then we got the essential services approval to start operating. So we didn't see a lot of downtime in that business unit. And then also during this 6 month period, we saw a good pricing as well.
Yes. Now, we know that mines were temporarily closed in April, and then they could only run at about 50% capacity thereafter. So how has your iron ore production performance been since, and is it now in line with your previous targets?
Yes, it's in April we still ran at, like I said, we were a week down that we didn't produce, and then we were allowed to start up at 50% for April, and then after April we were allowed to go to 100% of production. We were a bit hampered with the logistics and the start-up from a Transnet point of view, but that was also short-lived, and we are now back at the levels that we used to.
Yeah. So in terms of, you do indicate that you've been fetching good prices for iron ore, but of course the global economy is always upside down in terms of what people think about the future thereof. Are you confident that going into 2021, bulk commodities like iron ore are still going to fetch decent prices?
Yes, we are confident that we will. It might come down off the high levels where it is, but we will still make more than enough margin on that to be even better than the other segments in the business. So it's still a good investment for us. And if the prices come down in future, we still got the other business segments as well, the construction materials and the industrial mineral sectors. And the beauty of the diversification strategy is that when one is not doing that well, the other one is doing well. So
yeah,
that might swing around in future.
So touching on the construction materials and the industrial mineral divisions, just tell us about how they performed. And I do see you indicate that they were harder hit by the national lockdown.
Yes, the construction materials segment was the hardest hit by the lockdown. They stood the whole of April while we were on level 5 with no revenue for that whole segment. When we entered level 4, they were allowed to go to 50% of production. But the construction sector only opened, I think, on level 2. So we only saw return of demand,
Yes. Basically,
when the construction sector was allowed to open up. So for April and May, part of June, that segment was making losses, but it has returned since we entered level 2 to back to profitability. And in August, it is back to the levels, and in some cases the levels are higher than what it was before we entered the lockdown.
Right. So what's the extent of your excitement around government's announcements to invest big time in infrastructure starting in the very near future? Are you well positioned for that?
Yes, we are very well positioned for that. We're geared to benefit from that. We've got operations all over the country to supply into that. And we are well positioned for that. And we have seen some green shoots in areas like KZN. There is an uptick in demand for our product there. Mm-hmm. In Gauteng, northern parts of Gauteng and in the Western Cape, we have seen some uptick in demand from an infrastructure point of view.
Right. So despite your overall revenue coming off by 1%, you still managed to achieve operating profit up 11% in the period. Was that a case of being very rigorous in the handling of your costs?
Yes. Especially in the construction materials and in the industrial mineral sectors, we were very conscious about the costs with the revenue that we lost during the early parts of the lockdown. But it's also part of the pricing in the iron ore has also generated a bigger margin for us in that business. So that pulled up the margins again.
I see that you have cash on hand of over 330 million rand. Are there any investment opportunities on the horizon that you're looking to pursue?
Yes, there's quite a number of opportunities. There's two that we've already announced. The one is the Khoza transaction, which is in another iron ore the resource that we are buying next to the Demoning iron ore mine. That money, the purchase price of that opportunity is 300 million rand.
Right.
We haven't spent that money, and so that will probably flow in February, March. The biggest part of that money will probably flow in February, March next year. And then in Unicorn Capital or in Kumati, the anthracite mine that we're also busy buying, there's also capital needed in that business to turn that business around and make it profitable. And then there's one or two other opportunities in the industrial mineral space that's also going to require some cash in the next few months.
Right. So those are your plans. But in terms of the macroeconomic outlook for 2021, what's your view? And, how optimistic are you that you'll be able to buck the trend of difficulties in the future?
There's always difficult. And then before we enter the lockdown, the economy was difficult. And one can't always blame the economy and hope and wait for the economy to turn for your business to survive.
So, yes.
And the one thing that also helped us through this COVID period is our entrepreneurial culture. The guys are constantly looking for opportunities in the current challenged economic environment. And there's now even more opportunities with other businesses that are struggling. There's still a lot of opportunities in South Africa for us to continue growing our business.
Excellent. And you gave shareholders a dividend, an interim dividend, and just remind us around what your policy is on that.
Yes, our dividend policy is 2.75 times cover, and we stick to that cover. Our final dividend, when we published our results in May, we postponed the decision on the final dividend, but we eventually paid it in the beginning of September once we had more clarity on where COVID was taking the business. So we stuck to our dividend policy of 2.75 times cover, even now with the interim dividend. So we're quite lucky to be able to be in that position to start by dividends.
Indeed. That was Peter de Wet. He's the CFO at Afrimat.